Money Radio. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Pleasure to welcome Timothy Vick. He is Senior Vice President and Senior Portfolio Manager at the Naples Trust Company. He's also an author, and he's written the bestseller, How to Pick Stocks Like Warren Buffett. Timothy, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Sinclair. Thanks for having me on.
You've covered Warren Buffett for a long time, and I imagine you were probably at the shareholders meeting earlier this month.
I was. I was one of 40,000 people who made the pilgrimage, and many of them come from all over the world. And it's quite a privilege, actually, to be a shareholder of Berkshire, because you get a chance to listen to Buffett answer questions from investors, and for about 7.5 hours. It really is a remarkable type of annual meeting, and it's something that just recharges your batteries as an investor.
Did you say 40,000 people were at the shareholders meeting?
It's quite amazing. I started going to these meetings back in the late 90s when it attracted a huge crowd then of 10,000, and they've changed the venue 3 or 4 times. But yes, we're up to 40,000 now, and the crowds get larger and larger every year. People just want to soak in his wisdom.
Everybody wants to be like Warren.
Well, I hope there's more than 40,000 followers around the world, because we could certainly use 40,000 good capital allocators to follow in his footsteps. So to the extent that he's still a great consumer brand when it comes to finance and people want to emulate him, I think the more the merrier at these meetings.
Can we really invest and pick stocks like Warren Buffett, though?
I think as an individual investor and someone who's not running a company and has a little extra advantages of being able to run a company with a leveraged balance sheet or such, yes, you can. If you practice a good discipline, if you're good at allocating capital, and when I say a good discipline, it means, you know, locating strong investment ideas, good companies that are growing, buy them at good prices, hold them for a long period of time, you're going to do quite well. You know, not just Buffett has attained strong results over the long term, but there's a lot of disciplined managers in my business that have done the same. There's a lot of CEOs who have run businesses like Warren Buffett runs Berkshire Hathaway that have posted very astounding results just by using back-to-basics approaches that I think a lot of retail investors can follow.
So the discipline is really a key, particularly when you're able to combine it with a pretty optimal investment strategy.
Well, it is. In Buffett's case, he took over what was a struggling textile mill in 1965 called Berkshire Hathaway. And just by acquisitions and using the cash flow from the existing businesses to buy other businesses on the cheap and buy publicly traded companies, he kept building this company at astounding rates. Berkshire Hathaway has grown about 19% a year over 50 years now, and it's now one of the largest companies in the world. And he did it buying bread-and-butter type companies that you and I might overlook, but we would gladly welcome them into our personal portfolio. And he bought them at good prices and held them for a long period of time and used the profits from those companies to just keep adding on and buying more.
Well, Warren, you mentioned something there, 1965. He's been at this for 50 years now.
That's quite an accomplishment. In this day and age, when there's very little patience shown by investors and little patience shown by boards of directors, and we see high turnover of managers and high turnover of stocks, to allow any CEO to sit at the helm for 50 years and make consistent capital allocation decisions, I think is one of the secret sauces that has allowed him to post these astounding returns. Because, you know, in this day and age when CEOs tend to get rotated every 4 to 5 years, it's really hard to build a consistent culture. And you're seeing a complete wiping of the slate every few years and starting over with a new culture and DNA. You take a company like Berkshire Hathaway that has good discipline and a strong board and give a quality CEO a chance to really paint the picture the way he or she wants to, you're going to get pretty good results over a long period of time. So it's unfortunate that we aren't so long-term oriented anymore, but this Berkshire Hathaway is kind of a throwback to the days when we would allow our CEOs to sit at the helm and just really build value long-term.
Of course, Warren and no one can last forever. What about the succession plans for Berkshire?
This has been a key issue for shareholders for probably 10 years now, because Buffett is now drawing on 85, and for the last decade or so, he has put in place a number of provisions that would allow this company to basically run itself. Not only has he hired a couple of very experienced, high-quality managers to manage the stock portfolio when he's gone, but he's put provisions in place so that the stock will never fall down to such a low price that, you know, there'd be a lot of panic selling. He has purchased a lot of huge businesses in the last several years, everything from utility companies to Burlington Northern Railroad to big positions in Kraft and Duracell that'll basically run themselves and just allow managers to just kind of exercise a discipline but not have to make the many, many hundreds of decisions that Buffett has had to make. So this company, I think, is on cruise control now, and Buffett really has spent a long time making sure that his long-term shareholders are going to be treated this way.
With the markets near record highs, is it possible to be a value investor in this particular market?
You have to be in all markets, I would say. And a value investor just means that if you don't see anything that really attracts you at a good price, sit on your hands and sit on your cash. And there's nothing wrong with that. Berkshire Hathaway right now is sitting on about $55 billion of cash that one day will be deployed into probably four or five strong companies or maybe many smaller investments. But the ability to sit on cash when stocks are too richly priced, I think, is one of the hallmarks of getting good returns. This idea that you got to be fully invested 100% of the time to try to keep up with the market is something that backfires from time to time. And I would say to any investor, if you're not in your comfort zone right now, and if you can't see a lot of things that you can buy that can generate the returns you're looking for, there's nothing wrong with sitting on the cash.
How to pick stocks like Warren Buffett. There have been quite a few books written about Warren Buffett, deservedly so. This is one of the good ones. How to Pick Stocks Like Warren Buffett. The author, Timothy Vick, joining us today. How to Pick Stocks Like Warren Buffett. Timothy, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Sinclair.